From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a marketplace in Tel Aviv Wednesday, killing four people and wounding five. Israeli police are calling it a terrorist attack and say the gunmen used automatic weapons. Here is journalist Sivan Raviv.
It appears two terrorists made their way to Tel Aviv this evening. They presumably dined at a local restaurant in that compound. And as witnesses report, they suddenly pulled out guns from their backpacks and began shooting.
Israeli police have both shooters in custody. One is in a hospital after he was shot and wounded. They said the two gunmen are cousins from the West Bank town of Hebron. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday.
In every sector of India's forward march, I see the U.S. as an indispensable partner.
In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton told an Associated Press interviewer that her probable Republican opponent, Donald Trump, is behaving like a demagogue. She compared Trump's recent attacks on a judge, the media, and his opponents to what she called the dark moments of world history. Clinton says she phoned her Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, to congratulate him on the successes he has had in the campaign. Sanders returned home Wednesday to Vermont, where he received greetings from his supporters, but made no comment to reporters. Sanders is under mounting pressure from Democratic leaders to abandon his presidential campaign. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama said on Wednesday he hoped that divisions between Democrats would start to heal in the coming weeks. He spoke on NBC Television's The Tonight Show. This is VOA News.